Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with South African-raised bass baritone Musa Nungwana to talk about his experience with opera, from discovering it on video as a teenager, to his studies at AVA in Philadelphia, to his upcoming role as Nelson Mandela in Opera Africa's production of The Struggle Is My Life. It's a new opera written in Zulu, a language that includes clicks, as you can hear, for example, in the way he says his name.
My name is Musa Nungwana.
How did you get into opera?
It's interesting because I grew up in Port Elizabeth in South Africa, a city on the east, 800 kilometers of Cape Town. And I grew up in a church choir and I sang there, but at the time I didn't take music that seriously. It happened though when I joined a male choir in Port Elizabeth at the age of 16, then I was introduced to opera when I saw a video of Mozart, Magic Flute, 1978 production, which was done in Glyndebourne. Before that, I had not seen opera really, so I became enamored with the art form. I said, I want to do this, because it wasn't that different from choral music, except it was being acted and a different kind of singing, so I wanted to do it.
And so you went to a regular high school, and then what happened?
I went to regular high school, and then after that, I mean, at home, they didn't quite understand this, so I had to go first and study engineering, civil engineering. But I only studied for 2 years because at the time we couldn't really afford it. And so I took a gap year afterwards and did some odd jobs. Then luck hit me when I worked in Pretoria, and from there at the State Theatre, when I did small odd jobs, got a referral to go to Cape Town and study there. I applied and then got accepted. In 2005.
What are the qualities of opera that appeal to you?
The drama, to be able, I used to do plays, so I was kind of used to performing in front of people, doing Shakespeare and all other indigenous plays at home. So what appealed to me is that it was like a play, but with music and you could sing it, but the emotions were kind of similar, except even more because the music agreed with the emotions and informed, you know, whatever you had to sing about based on the text of the music. And so that appealed to me because I could hide myself or in this world where I'm another character that I'm actually not in real life and leave that for the next 3 hours while people are watching. You know, they come dressed up, the lights, you know, are dim and just lit on stage, and we're wearing all these costumes and putting on makeup, and I think that's just humbling.
And then how did you find your way to AVA?
I found my way through Kamal Khan, who's now the director of the Opera School. He's from New York. And he told me about that, and we investigated a couple of schools that were to go to. So AVA came up, so we made a tape and applied to AVA.
Right from Cape Town?
From Cape Town, yes. I didn't come for an audition. We did a tape, which was rare because usually people come down. So they accepted me based on a tape, which it was like a stroke for me.
That's great. Now, have you found yourself drawn to certain repertoire?
Yes, Verdi in particular. I mean, everything that is bel canto that precedes Verdi, like Donizetti, Bellini, and some Rossini, because it's beautiful singing, you know, legato, where everything is carried. And I like that style of singing. Italian music, but French too, I discovered since I've been here, because I've done a couple of roles, like Don Quixote, Massenet, I did Sancho, has all these beautiful lines. Sancho is one of my favorite roles in Don Quixote.
What made it one of your favorites?
First and foremost, what drew me to the role, honestly, is the music. And then secondly, which is supposed to be the first, but in my case, you hear the music and then it draws you to the words. And the character of Sancho, the relationship between he and Don Quixote, he's the esquire to Don Quixote. He adores Don Quixote. Don Quixote is older than him, and he's young, this young apprentice who's learning so much. And this guy has wisdom, and you want to drink of this wisdom so that you can be like that too, at least at some point. And then the way that Massenet is so good in writing music, the music of Don Quixote is different from Sancho. Even the words and the conversation, you can tell it's master and disciple. And then at the end of Act 4, when Don Quixote is about to die and of a heart attack and being betrayed by Dulcinea, then you see a change of character from being playful, that is Sancho, to being a man and taking, you know, control and saying, you know, don't mock my master. And then in Act 5, he says some profound words talking to his master. And if you don't cry at the end of Act 5, I don't know what's wrong with you, because the music is so beautiful and the words, they just carry you. When we did it here, people were literally crying, and that was humbling to us, that we could be able to like transport ourselves into as vessels to that music.
It's wonderful, because if you have a wonderful story that touches you, the music just magnifies everything.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree. That's why I like composers like Verdi and Massenet or Puccini or Wagner, because they believed in human drama. And Verdi, as a father and who had lost his family from a very young age, he lost his daughter and son when he was still in his 20s, and he lost his first wife. And by the time he wrote his first opera, Oberto, Conte di San Bonifacio, you know, he had to grieve, and he writes about Oberto and Leonora, his daughter, who has been abused, and he talks about the love of the father, and he feels sorry for himself on he could not protect her. And then he sings this beautiful aria, L'Orror del Tradimento, you know, the horror that comes from this tragedy. And then he says it asks for the blood of the person who does this, but the music, he's angry, but he's also grieving, so the grief, you know, overwhelms everything. You can only do that from someone who's profound, who knows human drama. And so Verdi was about that. And then when someone is talking about joy, like Violetta in La Traviata, oh, joy, then the music lights up, because she's talking about joy. So that's what draws me. It's something that doesn't quite, you know, exist in the day-to-day life, but you get transported into this world to where there were no cell phones, there was nothing virtual. People had imagination, and from the imagination, like Schubert writing about Winterreise, the winter, or Schumann, but writing about the spring, you know, or the flowers, on how it is, and then people would just, you know, paint pictures with their music out of the imagination on how the birds twitter in the chimney, things like that. So that draws me.
And even though these stories were written, some of them many years ago, they touch us today.
Yes, and we still talk about them. Verdi died in 1901. He was born in 1813. That was forever ago. Yet we're still talking about his stories right now and his operas. Because as much as they were written centuries ago, some of the human drama still affects us, even in different contexts.
You're doing this opera, The Struggle is My Life.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
This is a new opera that is based on a specific time in Mandela's life, when he had just been released from prison in 1990. And this particular opera is based on that week. So other operas and writings focus on this whole life, but this specific opera is based on, you know, he's been in prison for 27 years, and when he comes out, you know, all these people are excited about him coming out, but he's faced with a number of difficulties because they still have to negotiate with the then current government, or the CODESA, which were negotiations that started in 92, 93, about the exchange of power, all that entailed. And the sacrifices, you know, as you know, in every negotiation, you don't get what you want. You know, you get some. And so there were things like that. And then there was the armed struggle within the ANC, which was called the Rebel Army. They had to disband that, and some people weren't happy with that. So he had to compromise some of the things they had been fighting for just to make peace. And so coming out of prison, forgetting the past, having to focus on the future and the present and the future, he had to deal with all of this. And the struggle is my life is focused on that part of his life. And it's written by Neo Muyanga. He's a South African writer and composer based in Johannesburg, in the Johannesburg area. And the opera is being produced by Opera Africa in Sandton. And I was introduced to the concept by my former acting teacher in college, Professor Angelo Cobato, who is going to be the stage director, and he asked for me to do this. And so now they are in negotiations with my manager at Columbia Artists about the new dates, which I think commence on February 8th, and all other things entailed within the production.
Well, it's very exciting because
We've been talking about works that were written 100 years ago or more, and it's exciting that we still have this kind of contribution to the art form that's happening right now and making more recent events known to more people.
It is, you know, this art form, I'm happy to say that, you know, I know some people have been saying it's a dying art form. That is so further from the truth, because I come from South Africa. I come from Africa, thousands of miles from where it all started. And yet I'm telling you about an opera that is based on the life of Nelson Mandela, present day. And it's written in Zulu. It's not in Italian. It's written in an African language. There will be clicks there when we sing. You know, so that should tell you that opera is spreading. And I'm happy about that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.